You are listening to episode 51, Think About Comes About.
This is the podcast where we seek the good in life, in others, and in ourselves to create an extraordinary life. This is Seek the Good, and I'm your host, Raquel Toll.
Hey, podcast friends. I'm so excited to be here and talk to you today. I have had such a good day. I just had lots of things that I've been excited for happen today and thinking about, and it's been such a good day, so I'm so glad to be with you. I wrote all these notes yesterday about what I was going to talk today in my podcast about, and now I cannot find those notes anywhere. I don't know what happened, but I decided I was going to record this podcast, and so I'm going to just do that right now, no matter what. So here we go. We'll see what happens. See what comes out of my mouth. So the main thought that I wanted to talk about was what you think about comes about. And this is so true on so many levels. And I just want you to think about, what do you spend most of your day thinking about? Are you thinking about how you wish your husband would show up differently? Are you thinking about how you're wrong and not doing a good job at teaching your kids how to do stuff? Are you thinking about how ugly parts of your house are? Are you thinking about and spending time thinking about the neighbors not being nice, or the school not being how you want it to be? Like, what is occupying your brain? Like, what are you using your mental energy every day to think about? Is it those type of things? Like, think about how you feel just about, you know, me mentioning those things. Like, really take inventory of what your mind is focusing on, rather than what if your mind was focused on how grateful you are for so many things in your life, how grateful you are for the beautiful earth that God has given you, that you get to see every day. What if you thought about how grateful you are for the teachers that teach your children or that have taught your children in the past? Or how you show up every day and do hard things. Some of you may think you don't do hard things, but you do. So if you thought about it throughout the day, how am I doing hard things, and thank yourself for it, that could be a really positive thing, right, to think about during the day. Maybe you could think about how the church you're involved in is such a blessing to your life and how many ways it blesses you. Notice the theme here. Most of the things about the positive are like in gratitude, right? Gratitude is such a huge thing and contributes to our happiness so much, as us focusing on what things we're grateful for instead of what things we're not grateful for. But also, I want you to see that what you think about comes about. What you choose to think about, you will see more of in your life. If you think about all the negative things and all the things that are wrong with your relationships, with your career, with your house, with your children, like whatever it is, whatever relationship, if you're just seeing all the things that are wrong, the wrong will get bigger. It'll get stronger. But if you choose to think about the positive, if you think about things in gratitude and focus on that, you will see more of that in your life. That will get bigger. It's not that like any, well, I was going to say, it's not like anything around you will actually change. It's just your perception of it and the joy that you're able to have from your life will be bigger because of how you choose to think about it. But honestly, it's also reality as well. Those, like, if you choose to think about, like something you want in your life and you think about it a lot and picture yourself having it, you will be able to create that into your life. But the opposite is true of if you think about something that you want in your life, but then you can't picture yourself actually getting it, you'll just feel sad. So what are you choosing to think about? What are you trying to spend your day, like, what are you allowing to be in your mind? It's important for us to realize that our brain is kind of like a hill, right? Like, if we manage our mind and we give our mind positive things to think about, things that help us feel good. And I'm not saying we have to be like positive all the time, right? But like, what if we're thinking about meaningful, good things that help us feel good throughout the day? We need to guide our brain, because you know what happens when we don't guide our brain? It goes to the natural man brain of thinking about things that doesn't help us feel good. It just makes us feel negative. And so I like to think of it like a hill. If I'm not putting effort into what am I thinking about, then I'm just going to go downhill. But the exciting thing about it is you're not going to always have to be so conscious about putting forth a ton of effort to think about positive things. Because at first you do, but eventually it will become a habit. Eventually your subconscious level will be able to just do it more automatically. But at first you need to make it a habit. And so a lot of us just have this habit of actually negative thinking about seeing the wrong in everything. And so if we can then choose to, I want to think, see what's right in things instead of what's wrong in things, as we put that conscious effort in doing so, we will be able to switch that in us. And that will be more of the natural thing that starts to happen for us. I also think of, I want to say Elder Packer, but honestly, I'm not sure. Somebody gave this amazing talk about thoughts and like where our thoughts can lead. And I think that's kind of what his main topic was about it. But he talked about a stream, and that sometimes like our thoughts will naturally just go downstream unless we direct them upstream. Right? So we need to first notice it, see what's going on, take inventory of what our thoughts are like. Are they positive? Is it negative? What is it throughout the day that you are choosing to focus on, that you are giving your brain the job to look for? Many of us are giving our brain the job to focus on what is wrong instead of what is right, what is awesome. So I want us to decide on purpose, that we want to decide on purpose what we're going to think about throughout the day. What's our main theme of topic throughout the day? Is it going to be negative things, or are we going to choose to focus on positive things? Or another, I like to think of it more of like, how can I focus on the good? How can I focus on what's going right in the situation instead of what's going wrong? Everything can switch. I have been feeling kind of down about house situation right now. And honestly, I was feeling really down about it. And then nothing changed except for my thoughts. I started looking. I was honestly looking for just what was wrong with this current situation we are in with our house. And I was just noticing what was wrong. And I decided I'm going to just try to focus on what's right here. And honestly, everything switched for me. I'm so excited about our current situation. Nothing has changed except for my thinking about it. So that's the power of it. I hope that you see that power in your own life and really put this into practice. I love you all so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
If you enjoyed today's episode, I think you'll love my coaching program, where I help you to develop essential skills that no one is teaching you, so you can have the relationships, help, wealth, and life you were divinely created for, by taking you through a proven system guided by me step by step. Click in the show notes link to learn more and get started today.